This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school sports fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi as we lift the curtain on boys high school basketball this sports season for 2022-2023 on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'd like to remind you that at present, the radio station, it's 105.5 FM in Sydney, is not accepting our audio internet feed for high school basketball. Should be a fine game. Great way to start the boys' campaign. Jackson Center, 19-7 a year ago. The Tigers return about 80% of their scoring. 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League, tied Fort Laramie for second. Grouchy was 15-10 last year, 7-5 in the league. Grouchy returns about 90% of its scoring. Believe it or not, Jackson Center has won the last 9 games played between these two teams. Even Steven tonight, really tough to predict. Over the last 8 to 10 years, about every other game between these two clubs goes right down to the last possession or two. We are very late in our JV game at the moment. It's been a good contest. 42-33 right now with a minute 22 to go in the fourth quarter in favor of Rushi over Jackson Center. You know, I think it's very appropriate tonight that we talk about how secondary this basketball game is to life, which can be so fragile. Thanks to high school sports, scoresbroadcast.com has been connected with so many outstanding people. The games bring us all together. We make friends, get to know students, coaches, teachers, fans in the stands, and share our lives with them. They share our lives with us. As you know, so sadly, T.J. Esser of Jackson Center, Dave Borchers, basketball coach at Rushi, lost their lives not too long ago. Jackson Center, Rushi, the entire Shelby County community grieved and mourned and have all gotten stronger. We celebrate the lives of T.J. and Dave. We continue to do so. The memories of T.J. and Dave live on. T.J. played for Scott Elkert, head coach at Jackson Center. T.J.'s dad coached with Scott for 15 years. T.J. worked at LaCalle Equipment. So many people knew T.J. and the Essers. Dave Borchers was as kind and as likable as they come. Heck of a coach, heck of a man, heck of a father, big family. Dave's wife and children so strong. For sure, the entire community has become stronger. Dave and TJ's lives will be celebrated forever in our minds and in our spirit. They live on. We will continue to cherish the memories of TJ Esser and Dave Borchers. Sports enabled us to know them. Tonight's game pales in importance.
Well, yeah, it's tough, and you look at sports and having coached forever and getting all amped up about the big football game tomorrow pales in comparison,
yep,
to the losses to those two families and those two communities. And that DJ was a great kid, and Vic, you said Dave Borges as nice a man as you're ever going to meet. So yep, it's really sad, but they would want this to go on, and it will.
So it is an emotional night here, yep, at Rushi for sure. And we got to know TJ and Dave, and they were a big part of scoresbroadcast.com. They shared their lives with us. We shared Scores Broadcast with them, and their memories will live on forever. Thank you so much, TJ Esser and Dave Borchers. Buzzer sounds. Junior varsity game has ended. Final score, Rushi 44, Jackson Center 33. We will return with more from here at Rushi High School in just a couple of minutes. Rushi and Jackson Center boys basketball game tonight. First boys game of the season, 2022-2023, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back here to Rushi High School Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast for tonight's basketball action and all through the entire campaign into March. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream and Jackson Center. Expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten launched without the help of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks to LaCal for your outstanding support. We never would have gotten started here at ScoresBroadcast.com had it not been for LaCal Equipment. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know that Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection and the Sydney Daily News. The best sports page coverage around. We are about 12 minutes away from the opening tip to start the game between Jackson Center and Rushi. Chuck, this is always an outstanding game. It's been a fine series. Hard to believe when I researched it that Jackson Center has won the last nine, although of the last 19, Jackson Center's won 10. So what that means is in the previous 10 games, before Jackson Center's nine-game win streak, Rushi won 9 of the 10. So it's gone back and forth, two long streaks. The one thing that's consistent, though, is over half the games have been tight. Three, four-pointers, and a couple of overtimes along the way.
Well, you don't know what you're going to see as the season goes on. These are the two favorites on paper because of who they're returning. You have to throw Fort Laramie into the mix also, but you're not sure yet who's going to be healthy enough after football this season to play basketball, at least in the beginning, for Fort Laramie. So tonight, this game is as important as if they were playing the last game of the season, because a win in the league against your top foe goes a long way.
Yeah, so what you are saying is that because these two title contenders play opening night, it counts every bit as important as the game in round two counts, and every bit as important as Rushi games with Laramie, Jackson Center games with Laramie. Last year, early on in the campaign, case in point, Jackson Center came here second week and beat Rushi by 1 point, 48-47. Jackson Center won big in the game at Jackson Center. But that early win by Jackson Center over Rushi on the road forced Rushi to look up all year long in the standings, winding up 7-5, fourth. Jackson Center tied with Fort Laramie for second, technically, at 8-4 in the Shelby County League. Botkins, as we all know, blitzed through the SCAL with a mark of 12-0. Promises to be different this year. I think more balance. I think from top to bottom, league will be compressed together a little tighter. And there will be a bunch of close games, count on it. Defense early in the season, I think, will overtake offense. These two teams pride themselves in ball control, minimizing the turnovers, getting good shots. We'll see how well that plays out early on in game one. Probably 50 points will be enough to win the game, don't you think?
Well, I mean, yeah, possible. But both teams have the ability to score the basketball. It could be higher. It just depends on what kind of flow they have, how the game's officiated.
Right.
Those are all components of what kind of score we're going to see.
These two teams are blessed with outstanding jump shooters. When you look down through the Rushi lineup, Chuck, you recognize a lot of names. Everybody capable of driving to the basket, pulling up, taking the foul line jumper, or bombing away from behind the arc.
Well, Zane Chappie, Ross Fissinger, Hayden Quinter, Braylon Cordonier, who I think is the best player in the league this year, and Xavier Flippo. That is quite a group of young men that are coming back for Rushi, and all of those guys can score the basketball. And you flip to the other side, Nolan Fark, Kellen Reichert, Jace Mullenauer, Bryson Roberts, and Camden Reese. Again, five really talented young men that are going to play for Jackson Center. So which team can find the substitution flow? Because you want to play about eight guys, maybe nine, and early in the season, you've got to figure out how that's going to go.
It will be interesting to see how much action we see tonight from the Tigers. Reed Flatfoot, 6'4", 6'5", sophomore. As the season grows, he may become an X factor. Of course, Camden Reese has got good size for the Tigers. He's 6'3". Flatfoot gives them added height on the backboards for sure.
Well, and Coach Elkert has seen him all summer, has seen him in practice, so we may see more of him tonight than we expect.
As I noted last year in the first meeting between the two, right here at Rushi, Jackson Center had a good third quarter and defeated the Raiders 48-47. Jackson Center was up 9 at the end of the first period. Rushi came back, cut it to 3 at halftime. Jackson Center then outscored the Raiders 17-10 in the third quarter, widened out the lead, and then Jackson Center had to weather a Rushi run in the fourth. Camden Reese scored 16 to lead the Tigers. Carson Regula had 14. He graduated. Jace Mullenauer had 10. Hayden Quinter had 15. Zane Chappie, 12 for Rushi. That game was played before Braylon Cordonier really came on the scene and made his presence felt.
Well, I remember the very first game that we saw, I saw Cordonnier play was at Northmont, and he looked lost.
Right.
About three games later, we saw him again, and I went, who in the heck is that kid? And as the season went on, he just got better and better and more comfortable. He's 6'3", shoots threes as well as anybody in the league, take you inside, plays good defense. He is my pre-season, I know he's asked me, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, my preseason player of the year for Shelby County.
Right? There you go. You heard it from Chuck. We're about 6 minutes away from the tip. It's Rushi and Jackson Center here at the Raiders gym. It should be an outstanding game. If I snap, crackle, and pop a little bit, it's because I'm getting over the flu. It's not gone. It's still with me. Perhaps you can hear it. But we've got basketball tonight, football tomorrow night up at Wapakoneta, 6:25 airtime. New Bremen, Lima Central Catholic. It is a state semifinal in Division 7. We'll return with starters, opening tip around the corner. Back shortly, Jack with Chuck. Rushi Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Well, the pep band here at Rushi just concluded. It will strike up once again. One of the things we love so much about the Rushi gym. Boy, the pep band can be heard not only in Rushi, Chuck, but for miles around.
They're good. They're loud.
Yep.
Small gym, loud band combination is tough on an old man's ears.
Last year, Jackson Center, 19-7 on the season. Jackson Center in the postseason 1 year ago won 3 tournament games, defeating Houston and Sonia and Fort Loramie in a sectional final, a thriller down to the wire, 42-41, a Camden Reese goal a couple 3 seconds before the buzzer won it. And then Springfield Catholic Central beat Jackson Center 47-36 in a district game. Tigers finished 19-7 a year ago. Meanwhile, Rushi won a couple games in the tournament, beating Mississinewa and Newton before being bounced by Botkins. Rushi up and down season. Came on strong at the end of the year. Defeated Anna, played extremely well here at home in early February. Won that game by 18 points. Beat a good Newton team in late January. Played Botkins mighty tough. We covered the game here. Rushi and Botkins were dead even for 3.5 quarters. Dave Borchers, masterful job coaching that night. And Botkins pulled it out to 7. Scott Elkert's Jackson Center Tigers played Botkins to an overtime game last year, January 7th. Botkins won that contest by the skin of the Trojans' teeth, 44-39 in OT in a game played at Jackson Center. Upcoming broadcast schedule here on scoresbroadcast.com. We alluded to tomorrow night football, New Bremen, Lima Central Catholic, Division 7, state semifinal game, airtime 6:25. Girls basketball next Tuesday from Fort Laramie, featuring the Redskins and the Trojans of Botkins, airtime at 6:55 a.m. on Tuesday. As I mentioned last year, these two clubs played a very good ball game here, and Jackson Center pulled it out at the time. It was a mild upset, one for the Tigers, 48-47. Starting lineups coming up next will return. Opening tip around the corner. JV game won tonight by Rushi. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
The Rushi Raiders stay here tomorrow night and take on St. Henry in Game 2 of the 2022-2023 season. Meanwhile, the Jackson Center Tigers are on the road, or I should say return home to play Anna next Friday night in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fairlawn and Houston are playing tonight. Idle is Bodkins. Fort Loramie and Anna are not playing because Fort Loramie just wrapped up football. That game will be rescheduled at a later date.
Yep.
So that's a quick look at Shelby County Athletic League action tonight.
Well, Caleb Meyer sitting down there, and I asked him if he could feel his fingers yet, and he said, for the most part, yes.
Oh, I tell you what, that was a mighty cold last Saturday night at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Just the same up at Donnell Stadium in Findlay, where Lima Central Catholic beat Antwerp. Half inch, 3 inches of snow on the ground for that game. Squalls. Is that the right word? Snow squalls?
Snow squalls, sure. Yeah. Coming off the lake.
Blew through Findlay, blew through Sydney. And the two teams that were able to run the ball much better won the two games. And New Bremen beat Fort Loramie. Oh. And Antwerp lost to Lima Central Catholic.
Yeah, and weather is part of sports, and especially outdoor sports, indoors not so much. But, Loramie just got the short end of the stick with the weather last weekend.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi game sponsors. We say hello to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi.
Competition and relations with its member schools.
One of our pregame sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi.
Mr. Tyler Lee.
It offers you key building components from storm doors to garage doors. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi provides you the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components, outside jump shooting, team defense. These two clubs pride themselves in those elements of this game. Those are mighty important for sure. And each club wants to stay close to the other. Don't want to get too far behind. A 3-4 possession difference, fairly significant when these two clubs get together. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A number of key building components on the floor here tonight. Starting lineup being introduced for Rushi. 5'10 senior guard Zane Chappie. He's joined by 6'1 junior wing player Hayden Quinter. Also in the opening five is Braden Monin. 6'2" player on the wing, outstanding outside shooter. Braylon Cordonier in the opening five, 6'3" tall, a soft. And the fifth starter for the Rushi Raiders is Xavier Flippo, 6-footer senior. He is at a guard spot. For Jackson Center, the opening five includes Camden Reese, a 6'3" senior. Nolan Fark, a 6'2" senior. Jace Mullenauer, a 5'10" senior. The other couple starters include Grant Elkert, 6'2" tall, and a senior, and the fifth starter for Jackson Center. If he'll turn and face us momentarily, we'll be able to see that it's Bryson Roberts, 6 feet tall and a senior. Jackson Center in the road gray. I like them. Good-looking unis. Orange numbers outlined in black. Rushi, the home white from top to bottom. Gold numbers with blue piping. A sea of blue and gold across the way and down to our right. Orange and black to our left. And the Jackson Center Tigers win the opening tip. And our boys basketball season here for 2022-23 on scoresbroadcast.com is underway. And Jackson Center makes an errant throw inside out of bounds.
Tried to go back door and he threw it about 2 feet too far.
Here come the Rushi Raiders, who lost twice last year to Jackson Center. In fact, the Tigers have beaten the Raiders 9 straight games. Hard to believe. Here's Braylon Kerdiner outside the arc on the right. Jump stop in the lane. 14-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound Roberts at Jackson Center. He tears down the floor. Gives it up to Camden Reese on the arc. Camden tries to feed it down inside to Mullenauer. And again, turnover. Jackson Center clawed away by Rushi. Here's Quinter, baseline right to Shappy. Rushi controls. Outside the arc on the left. It's handled by Quinter. Quinter pivots. Might have gotten away with a walk. Dragged the pivot foot. No call. Fed it to a teammate who gunned a 23-footer. Shappy missed it. Long rebound to Braden Monin of the Rushi Raiders. Rushi resets the offense. Here's a quick baseline drive, hustling to the rim. Shot missed by Shappy, but he's hacked on the arm, and he's awarded two.
That was a good take that time. Got a step on the baseline, and the choice was to let him have a layup or fouling.
Free throws here for the Raiders. Two at the stripe for Zane Shappy. Better than a 70% free throw shooter 1 year ago. We played a minute, 11 seconds, no score. Foul shot, good. 1-0 Rushi. Jackson Center, Chuck, two trips down the floor. Not a shot yet.
Didn't get a shot.
Second shot to Zane. One bounce on the way. High arching floater short. Good. Rebound to Camden Reese of Jackson Center. Outlet down the floor to Nolan Clark. Ball thrown deep left corner. Jackson Center baseline drive. Cut off by Rushi. Good defense far side of the floor by Quinter of the Raiders. Another bad pass by Jackson Center. Intercepted by Rushi. And then Jackson Center, in its anxiety to retrieve the poor toss, commits a foul, trailing from behind.
That's three turnovers, not the start that Coach Elkert would have wanted.
Not at all. 1-0 Rushi, 6:29 to go first quarter. Ball thrown deep right corner, now entered into the post to Braylon Kerdiner. Little fadeaway from 10, skips off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers quickly down the floor in the right corner. It is Grant Elkert on the arc. Elkert goes baseline to a teammate. Bryson Roberts drives, doesn't shoot. Feed straight away to Fark. Fark fakes right, goes left, down the paint area. Oh, outstanding defensive play. Shot blocked by Quinter. It goes out of bounds.
Yeah, good job of avoiding contact and knocking the ball out.
Inbounding baseline, left of the rim, Tigers. They post up to Camden Reese down low. He muscles toward the iron and draws a two-shot foul. Well done by Camden. Decisive play below the rim of Jackson Center to earn two free throws.
Camden improved every game that we saw him play. He got better last year.
Sure did. Foul shot up and in. So much so he was a go-to guy for Jackson Center down the stretch of the year. Makes his first foul shot right on the button. Second one is buried as well. 2-1, Tigers lead. 5:58 to go in the first. Here's Rushi to midcourt with the basketball. It is Shappy on a handoff to Kerdiner. Kerdiner outside the lane on the left. Now throws to midcourt where Shappy resets. He goes to Monin. Monin, 25 feet away, starts to drive. Poked away from behind by Bryson Roberts. Elkert gets a hand on it. Rushi gobbles it up, though. Left corner, Shappy. Little pick and roll down inside for a teammate. It is laid up there by Quinter. Blocked away by Jackson Center. Here comes Camden Reese storming down the floor. Hits the trailer. Molinauer to the rack for two. Well done, Tigers. 4-1, Jackson Center. Foul line, Monin for Rushi. Spin move, pinched by two defenders and fouled. Clearly, Jackson Center over-aggressive on the play.
As Roberts, and he had a nice attempt at the steal. Then he got his arm on his arm, and that, they have to make that call.
Right. 4-1, Jackson Center leads, 5:12 to go first quarter. Jackson Center didn't get a shot because of three turnovers in the first 90 seconds. Rushi now yet to get a field goal, having played nearly 3 minutes. Midcourt with the ball, Zane Chappie. Takes left, goes right. Looks for a player on the back cut and bounces it out of bounds. No one home. 5:04 left, opening quarter. Rushi, backcourt pressure. Jackson Center leads 4-1. Here comes Fark on the left-hand dribble against Monin. Now a double team, a hedge. Open player, right corner, Jackson Center. Long three-pointer, Elkert skimmed off the corner of the backboard. It's loose on the deck, comes down to Rushi. Into the half court, Raiders chuck up a three. Air ball, loose ball rebound below the rim. Bounced off the Jackson Center player.
Tell you what, Chappie shot an air ball three, raced and knocked the ball off the Jackson Center kid to have Rushi still have it. So he knew where the ball was going and he got there.
Right. Ball inbounded into the lane to Quinter. He spins, ducks under Fark, missed the shot. Good defense by Fark. He's rewarded for stout defensive play below the basket. Rushi wanted a foul, no call. Tigers possession, leading 4-1, 4:40 left in the first. Here is Camden Reese in backcourt for Jackson Center. That's a heck of a matchup tonight. Him against Cordonier. Stolen on the play by Rushi in backcourt. Good theft. Driving, shooting, scoring. Flippo for the 2 points. Backcourt pressure paying off for the Rushi Raiders. Flippo got the goal. 4-3, Jackson Center. Just over four to play, first quarter. Hustling defense by both sides. Baseline jump shot by Molinauer, left open. It skidded off the rim, no good. Weak side rebounding foul against Jackson Center. Ball to Rushi.
Had a good look that time, just didn't knock it down. We're going to get our first look at Reed Platfoot. 6'5", sophomore.
Yep. He's in the game for Jackson Center, as is Lucas Heitkamp, a 6'1", soft. 4-3, Jackson Center. At the elbow on the left, it's Cordonier. Dives into the lane for Rushi, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Quinter. Quinter gets a screen. He tries to squeeze his way toward the paint, and he dragged a pivot foot. He sure did. 4-3, Tigers up one. 3:52 left, opening quarter. Token pressure in backcourt by Flippo of Rushi. He's guarding Camden Reese. Reese veers to the left. Is that a moving screen against Fark? I think so.
Good call. Good call.
Now, Chuck, we have played just over 4 minutes, and guess what? 10 team fouls, five each way, will be in the 1-1 before the quarter closes.
Five team fouls, one team foul.
I'm sorry.
You're looking at timeouts left.
I sure was.
That is five on Jackson Center, only one on Rushi.
Mounting in a hurry against the Tigers. Rushi looking at a 1-1 just around the corner, just two fouls away. Outside the arc, it's Flippo. Flippo looks for Cadonier down inside, can't find him. Now Monin, foul line to Quinter. Quinter dribbles, ball loose on the deck. He gobbles it back up. Open player, broken floor. Flippo gets the layup.
Good job of Quinter to keep his composure, and a great job of Flippo to go back door and find the open spot.
5-4 Rushi. Camden Reese over the timeline for the Tigers. Hands it off on the play to a teammate gliding toward the rim. It's Molinauer all the way to the rack. Tripped up and fouled as he took it to the iron. Two free throws for Molinauer of Jackson Center. Both clubs shot free throws nearly 70% 1 year ago. Each team shot the ball in streaky fashion from behind the arc. Both clubs very low 30 percentile. Free throw by Mullenauer hits the front of the rim, and it falls over and through. 5-5 tie. We played 5 minutes here in the first quarter. Second shot spins around and goes in. 6-5 Tigers. Rushi up and over the timeline. Play being signaled by Vince Porcher, 6'1 sophomore. Hands off to a cutter down in the lane, and it's laid up and in. Well done on the play by Cordonier. Good finish. Raiders up one. Back and forth it goes.
That was Borchers.
Here's a drive to the rim of Jackson Center. Shot up once, twice, no good. Hung on the iron forever. Bore down to Rushi. Long heave down the floor by the Raiders. Driving in from the right wing goes Monin. Missed it, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Frenzied pace right now. 7-6 Rushi. It was Vince Borchers who got the last field goal for the Raiders. Into the post, it's flat foot for Jackson Center. Spins, nearly walked. Gave it up to a cutter along the baseline. Overshooting is Mullenauer. Weak side rebound down to Quinter. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. 7-6 Rushi. Long three in the air by Quinter. It rimmed in and out. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Barreling up the floor, Camden Reese. Tigers need to get him involved in the offense. Flippo on him, top of the circle. Bounce pass right corner, Jackson Center. Good defense by the Raiders, who scrapped the ball away. Taken away by Quinter. Minute 42 left in the first. 7-6 Raiders.
Mullenauer made the move and didn't go. I think he was shocked that he was that wide open.
Here's Vince Borchers with the ball. Athletic 6'1 sophomore. On the arc to Flippo. Rotated left corner to Quinter. High left, it goes to Monin. Borchers now starts a drive, poked away from behind by Mullenauer. Rushi retrieves. Raiders look at the clock. Minute 13 to go. First quarter, 7-6 Rushi. Outside the arc, high left, it's Monin. Monin below the foul line doesn't shoot. On the arc to Quinter. Rushi trying to post up Cordonier against Platfoot. They do. Head fake. Cordonier spinning into the lane. Half hook shot. Good. Six-footer, Cordonier, 9-6 in favor of the Raiders. 50 seconds to go in the first. Camden Reese, head of the key. Outside the arc on the left to Mullenauer. Away from the action, we got a whistle. Foul committed by Rushi. 5 team fouls on Jackson Center, 2 in the Raiders. 40 seconds to go, opening stanza.
They called that on Cordonier. That's his first.
Baseline left of the rim. It'll be passed inbounds by Jackson Center. Playmaker Heitkamp into Camden Reese, back to the basket. Hits a cutter outside the arc on the left. Heitkamp high right. Blackfoot's got it 25 feet away on the right. High dribble, and it goes out of bounds. Tigers with probably 5-6 turnovers here in the opening period.
That's 5 right there.
29 ticks on the clock late in the first. 9-6, Rushi up 3. Midcourt, Borchers on a weave. Here's Monin 20 feet away. Monin hands off to Felix Francis, who's in. 6'4", junior guard. A lot of length. Ball thrown to Shappy. Shappy fights his way into the paint area. Knocked out back, though, by Jackson Center. It goes right back inside. It's hooked up wildly by Francis. Overshot it. 2 seconds to go in the quarter. Long three ball, midcourt. Jackson Center off the top of the board. First quarter closes. We'll keep it right here. 9-6. Rushi in the lead over Jackson Center after one. One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Burke Petroleum, located in Minster. So many thanks to Burke. You can put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and superb service for nearly half a century now. So, hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster for Burke Petroleum. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. After a quarter, it is Rushi 9 and Jackson Center 6. Very scrappy defensive game. Both teams tenacious at the defensive end. Good clean shots, tough to come by. Rushi possession. We start quarter number two. Braylon Cordonier at the foul line, back of the basket. Weaves to Flippo, can't turn the corner. Goes to Shappy, right corner. It is Braylon. On the arc to Flippo, picked up by Reed Flatfoot of Jackson Center. Bounce pass out between the rings, handled there by Shappy. 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Here's a fake to the right, a drive through the lane area by Rushi. Borchers tried to carve out space below the foul line. He was pushed. Team foul 6 in Jackson Center. And Rushi is in the bonus on the next foul against the Tigers.
That was the second foul on Roberts, too.
Ball lobbed into midcourt, tracked down on the play by the Raiders. It was Francis. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Flippo. Guarded defensively very well. Overshot it from 3 feet out. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Jackson Center. 7:19 to go in the second. 9-6 Rushi. Raiders inbound, left of the rim. Ball fired, head of the key. Handled there by Cordonier. Now Flippo, 25 feet away. Ball thrown into the post. It's popped up in the air by Jackson Center. Rushi recovers, but the Raiders are out of bounds. 9-6. Jackson Center trails Rushi by 3. Here is pressure in backcourt by the Raiders. And guess who gets the honors of bringing it down for the Tigers? It's Camden Reese. And he goes behind the back a few times, dribbles to midcourt, goes to Fark, 25 feet away. Fark picked up by Borchers. Fark starts to drive, pulls up, 15-footer, short. Rebound yanked off the rim by Francis of Rushi. Long outlet down the floor to Shappy. Hurls a pass into the paint area to Flippo. He squares up and shoots and hits a 12-footer. Flippo, spot on.
He's got 6.
Good game for Xavier. 11-6 in favor of the Raiders. Oh, here's a stumble. A walk was overlooked at midcourt against Jackson Center. And with a floor spread out, guys scattered everywhere, Jackson Center found the open man layup by the Tigers,
Lucas Hartle.
Hartle was available, as were two Tigers in the paint area. Rushi guilty of overguarding out near midcourt. Now Rushi fumbles the ball in the half court. It rolls back beyond the center line, and that's a turnover over and back.
Yeah, every day both teams are a little tense, a little tight, which is you can imagine for your first game. Good, this place is packed. Nice crowd.
6:07 to go, second quarter, 11-8 in favor of Rushi. Inbounding for the Jackson Center Tigers. Right below us to the right is Hartle. Hartle's got the basketball 30 feet away, back to the basket. Here's a long three-point shot by the Tigers. It rattles around, comes off. Nice rebound by Jackson Center. Good board work for the Tigers. Reed Flatfoot's got it in the right corner, hands it off on the play to Fark. Now to Roberts. They rotate it on top to the left to Mullenauer, and it is pried away by Rushi. Rolls into backcourt. Raiders have it. Dribble drive down the floor. Stripped by Jackson Center. The defense is physical.
That's a little, 10 turnovers for the two teams. 4 for Rushi, 6 for Jackson.
Ball lobbed in below the rim to Cordonier in the lane. Turnaround fadeaway, 14-footer. Hits every inch of the rim and comes off. Jackson Center on the rebound. Here comes Mullenauer down the floor to Flatfoot. Tigers fake the long three. Go to Fark outside the arc of the right. Count it! Count it! Clark drills a long one. We're tied up at 11. Five straight for the Tigers. And the Raiders hurl the ball out of bounds right in front of the Jackson Center bench. Five 16 left here in the second quarter of play. And timeout has been called. Chuck?
Yeah, timeout by Rusi. Rusi was playing really well, and all of a sudden they had a couple of big turnovers in a row, and Jackson's right back in the game, 11-11.
Yep, Rusi led by a count of 11-6, less than 1 minute ago. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Are you looking for work? Well, you should let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Street in Sydney. Go to ApplyOhio.com. Register today. ApplyOhio.com. Spherion, it works. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Put Spherion to work for you. 5:12 to go till halftime. Jackson Center 11, Rusi 11. Tigers have the ball in the half court. Both teams using a few young men off the bench. Each club much deeper than a year ago. Open player Fark, top of the circle. Tigers tries to connect on a second straight three. Missed that one, a little heavy. Rebound to Rusi, barreling down the floor. It's Borchers out of control in the lane. Gave it up to a teammate, Cordonier. He darts to the foul line. Gives it to Quinter for a three. It lipped the rim. No good. Nice, strong rebound on the inside by Reed Platfoot of Jackson Center. Tigers try to break the deadlock. We're tied at 11. 4:30 left to go, second quarter. Here's Camden Reese, 30 feet away. Fakes left, goes right. Still in the bounce. Pitches to Bryson Roberts at midcourt. Knocked away by Quinter. Tracked down in backcourt on the play by Grant Elkert. Here he comes racing up the floor. Poked away from behind. Rusi on the theft.
What an effort that time by Quinter.
You talk about hustle. Both teams are displaying it. H-U-S-T-L-E, capital H. Defense has been outstanding. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Game tied at 11. Rusi looking for a field goal. Haven't put points on the board in nearly 3 minutes. Here's Borchers driving on the left side of the lane, and he dropped the ball off his foot out of bounds.
Yeah, the defense has been very, very good both ways.
Early in the year, you can expect the defense to be at least a little bit ahead of the offense. It sure is tonight. Defense is dictating this game. Have not been many open shots. Everything below the foul line challenged very closely by a defender. Midcourt, Reese for Jackson Center. Gets a high screen. He's got an avenue to the rim, all the way to the basket. Oh, he blew a layup. Had a gimme. Here's Rusi in the forecourt. Head fake by Cordonier on the arc. Handoff on the play to Quinter. Right back to Cordonier. Ball thrown deep right corner. Is that Ross Fissinger who's in now, Chuck?
Ross is in, yep. Number four.
Below the foul line, it is Quinter tied up momentarily, can't shoot. Back to Ross, 25 feet away. He positions himself in the lane, can't shoot. Now diving into the paint area, Cordonier. Turnaround Jay from 15. Ooh, a lid on it for him. That rimmed. Quickly, Jackson Center, full court right. It is dribble drive to Lucas Heitkamp. No one open. Feeds it into the paint area to a teammate. Here's a fall away by Mullenauer from 10. It dances off the ring. No good. Quickly up the floor, Rusi. Ball thrown baseline right now to the left corner. Available shooter is Quinter. He's got it from downtown.
That was a heck of an effort by Kissinger. He lost it and just took it and dove and tapped the ball out to Quinter for the three.
Way to go, Ross. Heck of a play. 14-11. Rushi up the three. Dolan Fark on the bounce for the Jackson Center Tigers. Now between the rings, it's Lucas Heitkamp dribbling, looking for help. Nearly tied up by Fissinger. Gave it back on the play to Nolan Fark. Fark dribbling. Near side throw goes to Heitkamp. Heitkamp bounces on the floor. Enters the paint area. Oh, well done. Banked it in, a scooper.
He took a bump, too. That was a nice drive.
Good shot by Lucas Heitkamp. I may have mistakenly referred to him as Hartle earlier in this game. It's Cooper Hartle, 5'8 soft, who has yet to see action for Jackson Center. 14-13, Rushi in the half court with the basketball. The Raiders, the ball is shaken free, but Jackson Center rolls out of bounds in the corner. Rushi might have gotten a fingertip on it last. It's out of bounds. Tigers will bring it down. 95 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. 14-13, Raiders. Camden Reese walks it to midcourt. Chuck has said in the pregame 50 would probably win it tonight. I'm going to hold firm with that.
I think you're probably right.
Yep. Long cross-court pass by Jackson Center to Fark. Thrown back to Mullenauer. Jackson Center 25 feet away. It's Lucas Heitkamp. Out of Fark between the rings. Outside the arc on the right, it's Mullenauer. Very good defense for the Raiders. Here's Camden Reese in the right corner. Camden dribbling 30 feet away. Good pressure defense, and he bounced it off his foot. Well done in the play by Colby Mann, and in the game for Rushi. He was on the back of Camden Reese and helped cause the miscue. Has Camden Reese gotten a field goal yet, Chuck?
Camden has two free throws.
He does not have a bucket from the floor. Rushi's done a very good job on Camden Reese. Likewise, Jackson Center on Braylon Cordonier. Nice defensive effort. 40 seconds to go first half. Here's a dribble drive by Rushi. Poke away from behind by Jackson Center. Here's Camden Reese starting down the floor. He barges in from the right corner. Offensive foul. That's two on Camden. 34.9 left here in the second. 14-13 score in favor of Rushi. That was a real tough call to make. Official was on it, sold it.
Oh, I think it was the correct call. He was barreling down there and just waiting to get run over.
We are down to a half minute to go here in the first half of this game. 14-13 is a football score. Here is Braden Monin, 30 feet out. Gives it up outside the arc on the right to a teammate. Ball thrown into the lane. Little soft shot, laid up and in. Nicely done on the play by Cordonier of Rushi. With 9 seconds left, Raiders have a three-point lead. Jackson Center out of control. Shot blocked. Oh, what a comeback effort defensively by Quinter.
Scores at one end and hustles down and blocks a shot at the other.
4.3 left here in the first half. Ball being inbound of a Jackson Center right of the rim. Again, 4.3 to go. Fark has entered for Jackson Center. Baseline right of the rim. It is inbounded out to midcourt. Bad pass. Stolen by Rushi. Layup at the buzzer. Good! What a first half for Quinter of the Raiders. Sparkling plays to close out the second quarter. Lifting Rushi to an 18-13 lead at the halftime break. Jackson Center had far too many miscues, and Rushi has capitalized. 5-point lead by the Raiders at intermission. Rushi also won the junior varsity tilt, a very competitive game played earlier tonight here at the Rushi Gym.
Jackson Center won the freshman game by a point.
Wow.
So
Jackson Center won the first two. by a point in game one. Or I should say Jackson Center won the opener by a point. Rushi won the JV game. This third game tonight, the varsity tilt, will determine who wins 2 out of 3. Halftime here at the Rushi Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Halftime report upcoming in just a couple of minutes. 18-13 lead Rushi over the Tigers at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
And welcome back to the Rushi High School gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. 18-13, 5-point lead Rushi Raiders here at the break. Chuck, I'm impressed with the depth of both clubs. Jackson Center's gone at least 3 or 4 deep to the bench. Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, Reed Platfoot has been in. Not sure if we've seen Kellen Reichert or not.
I don't think we have. I was just looking at that and thinking we haven't seen Kellen yet.
And there may be a reason for that. Maybe an injury or an illness I am not aware of. I will check that out. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders have gone to Ross Fissinger, Felix Francis off the bench, Vince Borchers has looked good. Colby Monin has been in. I doubt last year in the first meeting between these two clubs, second week of the season, I'm guessing neither team went more than 6 or 7 deep. We've seen 8 or 9 both ways so far in this game tonight.
Well, I mean, even though this is a really important game, it's also really early in the season, and these coaches have got to get kids out there and see what they can do. You got to find out if you can trust them or not,
exactly.
And that's what it really comes down to.
Sure, yep, exactly. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds excellence. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Chuck?
Well, the 9 is a 12-9 rebounding advantage for the Tigers. 2-1 on the offensive boards. Jackson turned the ball 9 times. Rushi turned it 8. That's a little high, but I think that'll drop down as the season goes on. Individual scoring for Rushi. They were led by Quinter with 7, Flippo with 6. Then they got 2 from Vince Borchers. They got 2 from Cordonier. They got a free throw from Shappy. They scored 9 in each quarter, 18 for the first half. On the other side, Jackson, a little more balanced, but not enough. They got 4 out of Mullenhauer. They've got 3 from Fart. They got 2 each from Lucas Hartle and Lucas Heitkamp and Camden Reese. They scored 6 and 7, and they trail 18-13 at the half.
Kellen Reichert for Jackson Center, who will be a key player, has a minor foot injury. We'll see action in a couple of weeks, not playing, of course, here tonight. That's why we have not seen him. That's our halftime report, 18-13, Rushi over Jackson Center. Our intermission being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Rushi. 5-point game at the half, 18-13. Raiders lead the Tigers. That matches Rushi's biggest lead. Rushi's led by 5 twice, 11-6. And now 18-13, we are seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Jackson Center, what, a mere 4 field goals so far, Chuck?
Yeah, they've got 4 baskets, and they're 4 for 4 from the free throw line.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Brunson Welding and Golf Carts in Anna. Make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street-legal golf cart from Brunson. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, other Ohio cities, and six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Not a good start to the third quarter for the Tigers, who turn the ball over.
But Rushi's pressure defense tonight has been outstanding.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. Back to the basket, foul line. Braylon Gordonier popping out to catch. Is Quinter pulls up, 17-footer, high off the back iron. Rebound to Mullenauer for Jackson Center. Backcourt to Fark. Fark high dribble, almost lost it. Half minute gone here in the third. On the floor for the Tigers, the five who started the game. Roberts, Reese, Fark, Mullenauer. Here's a long, deep three from the right flank, pumped up there by Mullenauer, off the back iron. Rebound, Reese, pitches to Fark. He jettisons up a three, no good. Oh, what a follow to the rim. Mullenauer for two. 18-15, Rushiba three. The fifth player on the floor, Elkert for Jackson Center. Rushi with the five on the court that started the game for the Raiders. We got a shove off against Jackson Center in Rushi's half court. Third foul on someone, Chuck?
Third foul on Camden Reese.
Uh-oh.
And that was a phantom foul right there.
Ball lobbed into Cordonier, back of the foul line. 17-footer jumps, fires, missed it hard. He does not have the shooting touch tonight.
Not tonight.
Uh-uh. Three-point lead, Rushi. Here's Spark out of control. He barrels into the lane. Rushi defender not set, according to the official. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. 6:46 to go in the third. 18-15, Rushi up three. Two shots here for Jackson Center. It's Spark at the stripe. One bounce by Fark, and he pops the free throw up and in. First 3 points, third quarter, go to Jackson Center. Again, Rushi's biggest lead, five on two occasions. Fark once more, swish. 18-17, Jackson Center closes within one. 6:39 to go in the third quarter. Foul line extended right. It is Flippo. Popping out to catch is Quinter. Outside the arc on the right is Monin. Very good three-point shooter. Hasn't shaken free in this game. He holds his balance, nearly staggered and walked. Gave it to Quinter, who fakes right, goes left in the paint area. Back to the basket, can't shoot. Good defense for the Tigers. On the arc, it's Flippo now for Rushi. Ball thrown to Braylon Gordonier, goes to work. Little turnaround Jay from 7 feet. Right in. Swish.
Good. Makes me look smarter.
Well done, offensive set, getting Braylon Gordonier involved. 20-17 Raiders. Deep three, right wing. It is good by Bryson Roberts. Quickly, Jackson Center counters. Third pass in the forecourt. Roberts bombs away and ties the game at 20. We are at a deadlock. 5:38 to go, third period. Outside the arc on the right, Braden Monin for Rushi. Picked up by Elkert. Near wing to Flippo. Wide bounce pass for Cadania in the middle. Out of bounds, it rolls. Camden Reese now comes to the sideline.
Going to have to sit with those three fouls.
Unfortunately, he played another, good minute or better. Didn't get a fourth.
Right. Well, they couldn't get a stoppage yet to get him out of the game.
Midcourt with the ball. Jackson centers Roberts. Gives it up on the play to Elkert. Comes back to Roberts. Baseline left. Wanted to jump and shoot. Raked out of bounds by Rushi. As Shappy got a mitt on the ball and scratched it away. 5:10 to go. Third quarter. 20-20 tie. Baseline left to the rim. Fark to inbounds for Jackson Center. Fark looking, fires to Mullenauer, deep left corner. On top to Roberts. Back to Fark, who swings on top. Foul strike. guarded well, doesn't shoot. Now to Roberts. Picked up by Cordonier. About five steps from midcourt. 20-20 tie. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center dribbling, 30 feet away. It's Fark. He goes down the right side to Elkert. Elkert, left-hand bounce. Weaves it to Mullenauer. He springs into the right corner, hands it to Roberts behind him. High arching three, hits the rim. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Mullenauer fadeaway shot. Bingo! A long two by Mullenauer. Tigers lead it. Quickly forecourt, Rushi. Out back, Cordonier. Shake and bake move into the lane. Shovels with the left hand. It skipped off the rim. Rebound, Jackson Center. Tigers up two. 4:14 to play in the third. Twisting and turning, it's Spark. Motoring into the lane. Got it. Heck of a one-on-one play by Fark. Eight-footer. Jackson Center up four. Timeout Raiders. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, Chuck, was that a fast 11 points or what?
Yeah, well, they scored 13 in the first half and 11 in the first, I think, about 2 minutes. I hate when they have these clocks, countdown, timeouts, but they're about two minutes gone in the quarter.
So Jackson Center, a red-hot spurt to start the second half, overcoming an 18-13 deficit after two quarters. The lead now, 24-20, with half the third quarter in the books. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, 40 years in business. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Here's Rushi's Borchers, 25 feet away. Raiders down four. Borchers gave it up, got it back. Spin move, elbow on the right. Looks for help. Fires on the arc to Monin. Monin goes foul line, stops, and misses a 14-footer. Ball volleyball to Mullenauer. Outlet to Reed Flatfoot. Up and in over the iron. He laid it on the front of the ring, and kerplunk, it fell through.
He was going for the dunk, and yes, he got his arm hit a little bit, but a nice job of finishing it.
6-point lead, Jackson Center taking advantage of Rushi's poor shooting here in the third quarter. Here's a spin-around shot in the lane by Monin for Rushi. Open, missed it, got it back, no good again. Rebound, Jackson Center, Tigers running, Mullenauer out of control. And he winds his way into the lane. He's hooked by a Raider. And it's going to be a free throw situation in the active shooting as ruled. Jackson Center, all of a sudden, Chuck, has really picked up the pace. It's high octane.
Oh, yeah. They've picked it up. And Rushi, for some reason, they're getting good looks. They're just struggling putting the ball in the basket right now.
Yep. 26-20, Jackson Center over Rushi. 3:06 to go here in the third. Head coaches have had a few words tonight for the officials. Real challenging game to referee for sure. Free throw short by Mullenauer. He got two. First one, no good. Substitution here for the Jackson Center Tigers, having re-entered, is Lucas Heitkamp. We saw time on the floor in the first half. Both teams going 8-9 deep. That will be so helpful over the course of the season for sure. Second free throw by Mullenauer is right there. Don't look now. Jackson Center, once down five, is up seven.
14-2 run here in the third quarter.
Woo! 27-20 Tigers. On a weave, it goes to Francis for Rushi, who's back on the floor. They try to go to the post to Quinter, not available. Popping out to catch. 20 feet away is Borchers. Near right wing to Quinter. Lobbing baseline right to Cordonier. He's sandwiched from behind by Fark, who grabbed him on the arm.
Well, he stuck a hand in, and it was good cover down defense, but he just got him on the arm.
We are down to 2:36 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center Tigers with an excellent third quarter have overtaken Rushi. 27-20. Raiders led 18-13 at the half of this game. Ball lob from out of bounds in the lane to Flippo, to Francis. Rushi's got it deep left side of the floor. On the arc. Shot fake by Shaffy into the paint. Arches one up. Might have been fouled. No call. Ball off to the right. Rebound Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Flat foot. Gives it up on the play to Heitkamp. Heitkamp has it stripped. Got it back. Flipped it to Roberts. Near side flat foot. Open jump shooter. Mullenauer. You can count it. Mullenauer. Left corner. Triple. Great ball rotation by the Tigers, who lead it by 10.
And that's 8 points here in the third quarter for Jace.
Mullenauer, he's the man of the hour, on fire at the moment for Jackson Center. Here's Rushi sprinting through the paint area, and driving hard is Shappy, chopped up on the arm. He'll get two.
Zane has not scored, he's got one free throw in the game. They really need to get him going.
How many on the night for Braylon Cordonier?
He's only got four. He's got two baskets. He's getting some good looks. They're just not dropping.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, he's had numerous shots online on the rim. They have just bounced away. Minute 49 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center Tigers have really upped the tempo. It's been in Jackson Center's favor in this period. Shappy, two free throws. Rushi, it is good. Third point of the quarter. In better than 6 minutes for Rushi. 30-21. Tigers lead. Make a note. Biggest lead was 30-20. Seconds ago. Second shot by Shappy. Not good. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Mullenauer, pell-mell. Drives right down the lane to the cup. Good! Mullenauer, a man possessed here in the second half.
Can I change my player of the year preseason to Mullenauer?
Woo. Boy, is he hot.
He's having a nice quarter.
Blistering pace on his drive. He is very fast. 11-point lead, Jackson Center. Shot fake on the arc by Cordonier. Gave it up to Flippo, right back into Cordonier. Spin move, five-footer. Oh, it won't go down. It was on the rim.
Just put it off the back of the flange and bounced right back out.
Yep, it caromed away.
And they're doing this with Camden Reese on the bench with three fouls.
Very good point. 11-point lead, Jackson Center, which got the rebound on the Rushi miss. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Reed Flatfoot, 25 feet away for Jackson Center. Popping out to catch on the play for the Tigers is Lucas Heitkamp. Has it stolen at midcourt by Quinter. Good play by Hayden. Foul. Heitkamp reached back in. And it's not shooting. Ball out of bounds to the Raiders, who want to capitalize on that takeaway. 11-point lead, 32-21. That is the biggest in this game for Jackson Center.
40 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Dribble drive, back to the basket, in the lane. It is Quinter. He's working so hard, back to the iron. And he pivoted twice and drew a two-shot foul. Nicely done by Quinter for the Raiders, who need these free throws desperately.
This is kind of the way I remember Rushi last year. Quinter would have a big quarter and then not score. Shappy would have a big quarter and then not score. This has kind of been their M.O.
Inconsistency. Free throw good by Quinter to make it a 10-point game.
And they should be right at the top of the league, and I think they will be. This has got to be a kind of a tough night for them, too. Maybe harder than even for Jackson.
Second free throw here by Quinter of Rushi. Down 10, tries to slice it to 9. That ball hits every centimeter of the orange rim and dances in. 9-point game. Jackson Center up. Half minute to go, third quarter. Down the right side, Fark. Ball thrown to the post to Platfoot. Whipped into the right corner, back to Platfoot. Jackson Center spreads the floor. Here's Mullenauer. Here's Fark. 17, 16. Fark's double. Cross court to Mullenauer, to Platfoot. Left corner, Roberts. Now Mullenauer at the elbow on the left with eight to go. Platfoot straight away, puts it on the deck. Dribble drive in the lane and attracted a two-shot foul. Well done by the sophomore Reed Platfoot of Jackson Center.
I think the Jackson Center fans are going to like that young man before the season's over.
3 seconds to go, third quarter. Two-shot foul situation. Reed Platfoot, high arch in the air, all net.
He's a solid young man, too.
Tigers up 10. Second free throw here by Reed. Substitution, Braylon Cordonier off for the final three ticks of the third. Chappie and Quinter on the floor for Rushi. Reed Platfoot eyes the basket, and he connects again. 11-point game, final 3 seconds. Quinter, midcourt for Rushi. Lets it fly from 50 feet just off to the left. He gave it a go, almost. Three quarters in the books here at Rushi. Jackson Center with a splendid third period. Leads the Raiders by 11, 34-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Cutaway Styling Salon is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business at Cutaway Styling Salon, giving you your best do all the time. Every single time you drop off at Cutaway Styling Salon, you will be served by owner and stylist Deb Grubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, or stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday to Saturday, handicap accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, giving you your best do. Their motto, our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Giving Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee their best do. Not much up there, not much up there to do with. Well, Rushi had the ball to start the fourth quarter, Chuck, and a miscue.
Took the shot, didn't miss the rebound, and picked up a foul.
Here is Jackson Center up 11, starting the fourth. Right side jumper by Mullenauer. Around the rim twice and out. No, it was Fark who just missed it. Wow. That would have taken it out to 14. Here's a long three out back by Rushi. Good. Finally, Braden Monin gets into the act.
Well, what a switch that was. A miss at one end, a three at the other. 6-point swing.
Monin is a superb 3-point shooter. He lights it up there. That was mighty important for Rushi. Cuts it to eight. Mullenauer nearly walked for the Tigers. 6:51 to go here in the fourth. Ball thrown away at midcourt. A struggle for it. Who's got it? It's rolling into the corner of the floor. The referees look at each other, and it is going to be given to the Rushi Raiders. Jackson Center didn't pick it up, or it would have been over and back.
And then they waited, hoping maybe Rushi would touch it, and then they were going to get on it, but Rushi let it go. They finally had to touch it at the end.
That was a game of cat and mouse. Rushi won out. Rushi coming off a made three, but Braden Munnen, a chance here to knife the deficit down to five.
This is more exciting than that 94-minute 0-0 soccer thing that was on today.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Here is Rushi with the ball, top of the circle. I was waiting for overtime today. It didn't happen.
They don't do it, no.
Not until the championship round. Here's a leaner in the lane by Borchers. No good. It hit the ring, bounded away. Jackson Center with a big board. Rushi had a chance to trim it down to six there at 34-28. Dribble drive, Camden Reese is back in. He gives it up baseline, gets it back. Throws it on the arc to Roberts. Hits the cutter down the lane. Mullenauer to the rim. Blocked from behind. Good cram by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Down eight. Pull up three. Left wing. Flippo. Long one. Bingo! Long shot in.
Flippo got the block at one end and the three at the other.
5-point game. 34-29. Look out. Rushi on a run. 5:46 to go. Fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Camden Reese. He drives between two players. He gets near the rim and overshoots it, much too strong. Four bodies on the floor. Rebound, Rushi. Rushi a chance to cut it to two. Open player, left corner. Fissinger lets it fly. Bullseye! Bullseye! Here come the Raiders. Jim going crazy. Jackson Center needs a timeout. 34-32 game. Tigers up two. Bryson Roberts into the lane. Nearly slipped and traveled. Gave it up to Camden Reese. On the arc to Fark. 5 minutes left. 34-32 Jackson Center. Fark on the bounce. Double teamed. Throws it to Mullenauer near midcourt. He stumbles. Nearly walked. Mullenauer enters the lane. A lot of body contact and a foul. I think on the drive.
I think they're going to call it on the floor. I think. Oh, no.
I am surprised.
He was going to count that shot.
I am surprised. Two free throws are awarded. Jackson Center's Mullenauer will take them.
Yeah, they'll take them. Yeah.
4:54 to go here in the fourth. What a rally by Rushi here at home. Down by two now. 34-32. Free throw by Mullenauer. Up and in. Got it.
10 of 11 for Jackson at the free throw line now tonight.
Tigers once led in this game by
11.
11 right near the end of the third quarter. Mullenauer's second free throw hits the rim, bounces around over the back, foul on Camden Reese, his fourth. Still a whole bunch of time to go. Just under 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 4:53 to be exact. 35-32. Jackson Center up three. Tigers make a change. Hartle in the game. Camden Reese out.
Well, he checked into for the wrong person, and Coach Elkert not real happy.
Here come the Raiders to midcourt. On the bounce, it is Fissinger coming off a long made triple. Coming out to catch high right is Cordonier. Ball whistled around the top of the circle to Quinter in the left corner. Now Cordonier. Deep right side of the floor. Dribble drive. Borchers into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Flipped it up with the left hand. Way short. Borchers got it back. He's on the floor. And Rushi gets a timeout.
He switched pivot. Beat twice. Nobody saw it. Maybe we need to go to the fourth official.
Right. Okay, he did walk. No question. 4:26 to go in this game. Jackson Center 35 and Rushi 32. We will keep it right here. Let you know all about the Francis Schulze Company and Rushi. Remember, the finest building materials from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering you the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulze and Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, gladly sponsoring boys high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Raiders down three. Ball inbounded below the rim. Flicked into backcourt by Roberts, tracked down by Rushi. Raiders with possession. It's Vince Borchers 25 feet away. Outside the arc on the right to Flippo. A three ties. Deep right corner, Borchers. Baseline, Cordonier back to the basket. Loses his man and lays it in. 1 point game. 4 minutes left.
That would have been a flop in college.
You're right. It would have. Good no call by the referee. 35-34. Jackson center hanging on but one. Baseline right. It goes to Fark. Turnaround 10-footer. Short. Oh, what a rebound. Jerked off the glass by Cordonier. Here come the Raiders. A chance to go in the lead. Ball thrown on the arc to Flippo. Knocked away by Jackson center. Roberts got a piece of it. It's rolling. It's rolling. It's out of bounds to Rushi. No, is that out of bounds for the Tigers?
I think it was off Jackson. I think the other official's going to go over and make sure.
Well, after a lengthy conference,
that was the correct call.
The referees get it right. It's going to be Rushi possession after all. But to describe what happened, there was a ball poked away in the half court at Rushi's end. Good overplay by Roberts at Jackson Center. Ball was shaken free. Multiple players touched it at midcourt. Bodies were on the floor, and the ball rolled and rolled forever and went out of bounds. Rushi possession when we come back. Final 3 minutes plus, 35-34. Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, Chuck, it's been a game of streaks.
Yeah, well, we talked about that. I mean, it was 9-6 at the end of the first quarter. Rushi up 18-13 at the half, and then 34-23 Jackson at the end of three. And now here comes Rushi, 35. They're down 34-35.
So Jackson Center has scored 1 point. Rushi 11 in the last 12.
Three threes. Rushi hit three threes so far here in the fourth quarter.
And it's a 1 point game. Jackson Center leads, 3:22 to go in the fourth. Wide open play underneath. Rushi catches and scores. It was Quinter who shook free. Who made that pass, Chuck? Well done on the arc.
I'm trying to find the number there. It was Borchers. Vince Borchers.
What a heave. There was a 20-foot pass. Well done play. Out of bounds. Called by Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Raiders, executed nicely. Ball lobbed down low. Borchers hit his man. Played in by the Raiders and lead 36-35. 2:45 to go. Three ball. Jackson Center. Roberts out back. No good. Hit the rim. Backboard came off. Rushi up one with possession. 2:40 left. All of a sudden, the light has been turned on for Rushi's offense. Here's Quinter deep in the left corner. Dives into the lane. Gives it up out back to Borchers. Borchers handoff on the play to Francis. Francis foul line. Almost lost it. So that's Braden Monin with the ball. My mistake. Here's Flippo darting into the lane. Back to the basket on Flatfoot. Turnaround hook shot. A beauty! A beauty! Well done by Flippo.
He's got 11, and I'll tell you what, that kid has been outstanding tonight.
Sparkling game by Flippo. Rushi up three. 1:56 to go here in the fourth. Midcourt with the ball on the dribble. It is Fark for Jackson Center. Fakes right, goes left. Elbow jumper. Buries it. A two-pointer. 38-37. Rushi by one. A minute 41 to go here in the fourth. Raiders in the half court on the dribble. Going between the legs, it's Borchers. Flips it out back to Braden Monin. Monin swings it near side to Francis. To Borchers, 30 feet away. Borchers backs it out near the timeline. Timeout situation. Rushi's got a couple left. We're down to a minute 12 to go in the fourth. Rushi's up one. Jackson Center's committed six fouls. Next one puts the Raiders on the line for the 1-1. And Rushi gets a timeout, Chuck. According to the scoreboard, Raiders are down to one.
Well, they had two and they called one, so I'm assuming they're going to drop it to one.
Right. 1 minute, 6 seconds to go in the game. Rushi clings to a 1-point lead. Great comeback for the Raiders, who lead Jackson Center 38-37. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Don't forget, big savings on DeWalt Power Tools. 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Plus white and gray shaker cabinets available to you in 3 days. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, and just down the street in Jackson Center now, Darren has opened up Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. Rushi possession, inbounding is Flippo, looking, flips it into Cordonier, top of the circle.
They ran the play, it was wide open, and they didn't throw the pass.
Right corner, Borchers, back out high, 25 feet away, Flippo, darts into the lane, gives it up to Quinter, he's muscled and fouled.
I'm not sure Quinter's the person you want to foul there.
Fark picked it up, 1-1 for Quinter. Team foul seven, on Jackson Center. Rushi's committed five. Rushi's up one, 53.1 to go in the fourth. One in the bonus for Quinter. Hayden fires it, pulled the string, left it shy, no good. Rebound down to Reese of Jackson Center, which can take the lead. On the arc, it goes to Fark. Fark on the bounce, pivots into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Missed a 16-footer, wild shot. Loose ball, rebound, Rushi. Foul, Jackson Center. Not the shot head coach Scott Elkins wanted.
No. And I'll tell you, Mullenauer has just kind of disappeared. I was trying to see who was guarding him that time. I think Quinter's been on him, doing an outstanding job.
We are down to 35 seconds to go here in the fourth. 1-point lead, Rushi, 38-37. Terrific comeback for the Raiders. 1-1 for Borchers. Quinter there a moment ago missed. Borchers makes. 39-37, Raiders. Jackson Center led by 11, right, Chuck, at the end of three?
Yep, 34-23.
Second shot, this is big, makes it a three-point game. Lot of rim, it goes down. 40-37, Raiders. 29 seconds to go, Jackson Center needs a bucket. Dribble drive, Mullenauer off balance. It is a 10-footer, in, out, no good. Rebound, Rushi, lost. Mullenauer gets it back. He's fouled as he takes it right back up, and he'll get two.
Boy, I don't know how that shot didn't go in. Yeah. It was halfway down the net.
Yeah, Mullenauer's first shot hit the backboard, the rim, and it caromed around in the cylinder. 3-4 bounces came out. Rushi saved it inbounds, but right back to Jace. He got a shot up there while being balled on the arm. Free throw by Mullenauer. Swish. 40-38, Rushi, but 20.1 to go here in the fourth. What a ball game.
That's been a good one.
First one on the boys' side here in the Shelby County Athletic League. Second shot, Mullenauer to cut it to one. He does. 40-39. Rushi leads. 19.6 to go. Raiders ball. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. That's Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, 303 North Main. Place your carryout right away. We bet you won't find better. Yep, here we go. Under 20 remaining. Rushi with a precarious one-point lead. If you're Jackson Center, Chuck, I think you foul right away. Try to stretch out the last 19 seconds as long as possible.
Yeah, you just got to pick the right person.
Go for the quick steal if you don't get it.
Yeah, you got to go for the effort on the steal first.
Want to leave 15 ticks on that clock. Even if Rushi makes a couple free throws, that gives you a chance to drive down the floor, score real quick, foul again. At some point, you may or may not have to shoot the three.
Yeah, I don't know if they... It just depends on what this possession brings, whether they're going to need a three or not.
Eight players in backcourt. Rushi will inbound. Raiders have to go the length, leading by one, 40-39. Scoreboard reads 20 seconds even to go. I thought it was 19.6 at the timeout.
Yeah, it was.
Ball inbounded by Rushi. Player breaks away. It's Porchers all the way down the floor, off balance, plays it in. He beat the press. Porchers scores. Does Jackson Center get a timeout? Somebody does. Raiders call it with 12 to go. Boy, you got to appreciate what Rushi did. The Raiders attacked the basket. Well done by Rushi. Could have been a stumble and a walk in route to the rim. Don't believe there was much, if any, contact whatsoever, but the Raiders will take it. Good heads-up play by Borchers, who barreled down the floor, got the two-pointer, as Rushi quickly zipped right through the Jackson Center pressure.
Yep.
Went up to three, 42-39, with 12 seconds to go. And I think now, Chuck,
you
probably screen and get your best three-point shooter a good look.
When it comes down to, just really philosophy with Rushi, are they going to foul, make you shoot free throws, or are they going to give you a chance to throw up a three? Yeah, I never would have fouled back in the day, but a lot of coaches did go with that.
And the problem is, if you foul, one gets made, one gets missed, and the team that's behind gets the rebound, you can lose.
Well, you could lose, but
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all, and very well, too. Full line of prescriptions, plus over-the-counters, medications by day and time. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Center down 3 with the ball at midcourt. 8 seconds to go. Dribbling hard in the top of the circle is a Tiger player, Mullenauer. He's tripped. 6.1 left. What do you do, Chuck? Make the first one, miss the second one long off the back iron. 3-point game.
There is nothing, and this is going to sound silly, it's harder to miss a free throw than it is to make one.
3-point game, Rushi. Jackson Center at the stripe. It's Mullenauer. 1-1. The first one's big. He's got it. Swished it. 42-40. Tigers down 2. Wheels are turning. Both coaches strategizing.
So they're going to call timeout, and they're going to talk this over and decide what they want to do. And what I meant by that is it's hard to miss a free throw on purpose that allows you to get the rebound. But you can't throw it off the front rim. If you don't hit the rim, it doesn't count, and it's Rushi ball inbounds. It's a tough thing to do.
Yep, we're down to 6 seconds to go. Here's the scene. Rushi up 2, 42-40. Raiders trailed by 11 at the end of 3. How many points for the Raiders, Chuck, in the fourth quarter?
Well, they scored at 19.
My goodness. 19 of their 42.
At 18 at the half.
19 of the Raiders' 42 scored in the fourth. Situation is this. Mullenauer has a second free throw coming for Jackson Center, which is down but two, 42-40, with 6.1 to go.
Great job of the assistant coaches to let the Rushi kids know they have zero timeouts. You don't want to Chris Weber it and then have Jackson shooting free throws.
Right. Second free throw, Mullenauer. Let's see if he does try to make it or not. He does. He swished it. 42-41. Rushi inbounding in backcourt. Jackson Center puts the clamps on immediately and fouls Braden Monnen, who will toe the stripe with a one and one with 5 seconds to go. 1 second ticked off. That's it. Time enough for Jackson Center to get a rebound and a decent shot. Monnen at the stripe for Rushi, which leads by one, 42-41. 5 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Monnen, feet apart, eyes the bucket, missed it long, no good. Rebound, Camden Reese, bobbles, gets it. Long heave up to Mullenauer, 25-footer at the buzzer. No good! It hit the back iron. And Rushi hangs on, 42-41. Monnen missed the front end of the one-and-one. Momentary delay as the rebound for Camden Reese of Jackson Center was tough to come by. Eventually, Mullenauer got a running three ball in the half court. A good shot from 22 feet. Nearly made it. It skimmed off the back iron. And Rushi wins it 42-41 over Jackson Center to snap a nine-game losing streak to the Tigers. These two clubs played to a one-point thriller last year, the first time they met right here at the Rushi Gym. 42-41, Rushi. Well, before we closed out, we were talking to you all about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, located in Jackson Center. They do it all and very well, too. Located in Pike Street, right downtown. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. And the Rushi Raiders players are in the stands spending time with the Borchers family here at the end of this game. And that is a sight to behold. 42-41, Rushi defeats Jackson Center in a thriller. We'll return to close out our broadcast in just a couple of minutes. One-point victory for Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Now, one heck of a game terrific contest with which to open our boys' SCAL season here on scoresbroadcast.com. 42-41, the final tally. Rushi clings to a one-point win over Jackson Center. Game of streaks. Third quarter, all Jackson Center. Fourth quarter, all Rushi, which came from behind to win it, Chuck.
It was amazing. And if you take a look at the scoring, it was so back and forth. Rushi scored 9, 9, 5, and 19. Jackson scored 6, 7, 21, and 7. So, in individual scoring for Rushi tonight, they were led. Xavier Flippo had 11. Hayden Quinter had 11. They both were terrific. Vince Borchers came in and scored 6 points for them.
Yep.
Cordonier had 6. They got 3 out of Monin, and they got 3 out of Fissinger and 2 out of Shappy. They had 9 turnovers for the game, only 1 turnover in the second half.
There you go.
For Jackson, they were led by Mullenauer with 19. And then they dropped down to Fark with 9, and they had 4 out of Platfoot. I think he's going to be terrific before this season's over.
Yes.
Roberts with 3, 2 from Heitkamp, Lucas Heitkamp, and 2 from Lucas Hartle. And our Clancy's players of the game for Rushi is going to be Quinter and Flippo, and on the other side it's got to be Jace Mullenauer.
Needless to say, 3-point shooting for Rushi warmed up in that fourth quarter. Both teams going 8, 9 players deep. These are two mighty strong teams that are going to go deep into tournament play in February and March, no doubt about it.
Well, getting Tri-Village out of there for the boys, it could open up something here for one of our Division IVs to get down to UD again.
Yep, Tri-Village moving from D4 to D3. Thanks so much to our star of the game sponsor, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Oh, what a game. 42-41, Rushi nips Jackson Center in our opener. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience right in your house. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. for your entree from the Anna Market. Choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience so you can dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Have so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including Germain Cars in Sydney. You know, right in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Number one, for the life of your car, Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection is fantastic. It's endless on West Michigan and Sydney. Choose from Germain Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets. More great selection at Germain in Beaver Creek and Dublin, in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona, too. See it online, buy it in Sydney on West Michigan. Number three, Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain. It's simple. It's Germain. West Michigan and Sydney, germaincars.com. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, Schnippel Construction, that's Schnippel in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News. Chuck enjoyed it. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. 42-41 thriller. Rushi over Jackson Center. These are going to be two very competitive teams vying for a title in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Yep.
And they're both capable of deep tournament runs. I know it's early. It's November. But two quality programs for certain.
Well, you got to keep the injuries away. You got to keep the kids playing hard. There's going to be some tough times. You're going to have a swoon here and there. It's high school basketball, but both of these teams absolutely have the talent to go play basketball pretty far into the tournament.
Thank you so much, our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports. Keep in mind, our local radio station not accepting our feed for high school basketball at this time. Thanks to our online audience. Thanks to Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Tomorrow night, 6:25 airtime from Wapakoneta, New Bremen, Lima Central Catholic, Division 7 state semifinal football game. For Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from Rushi. Final score once again, Rushi Raiders 42, Jackson Center Tigers 41.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.